no, we're just giving, you know, crap for not slotting well enough. You know, you figure an NFL athlete would be able to figure that out a little bit better. But, you know, for some reason, the quarterbacks never know how to slide very well.
There seems to be a, to an outside look watching the offense, like kind of a calmness to the whole thing. How much of that is just you guys as a group? How much of it is him bringing that? Or is there something else?
You know, I think on offense you always have to be calm. You know, there's times where, yeah, you need intensity, but you can't let the intensity and emotions overtake, you know, your thought process, because offense is much more of a cerebral part. You have to be on top of it. You're working with other guys. If you're off kilter for just a little bit, that's when things usually go wrong. So we're doing a much better job of playing in sync and rhythm, 11 guys working together. So I don't know that Nick has been the one that solidified that. I think it's just been kind of a culmination of the way the season's gone. But Nick certainly is a great leader, and you know, he has all the intangibles that we want still.
I guess that's a function, too, of you guys just more familiar with what Chip wants and how he wants it
done. Yeah, I mean, we've, you know, we've definitely gotten to know the offense better, the techniques, the strategies, schemes, all that stuff has just kind of gotten more and more.
So do you think you can win with a running quarterback?
Do I think we can run? Yeah, I mean, I didn't know that. Yeah, Michael Vick 2.0, maybe. Mike's been teaching him some stuff, I guess. Yeah, I don't know.
5 games left, and Shady already has over 1,000 yards. How much do you guys as an offensive line take pride in that?
You know, it's good. It's definitely a positive thing. But, again, you know, we say this all the time. You can't really get caught up in that, you know. You just try and get caught up in improving each and every week. You know, even though we have run the ball pretty effectively through this part of the season, it could be better. And, you know, we're fortunate to have one of the best backs in the league behind us. So as long as we take care of it, he'll do a good job.
He grabbed that hamstring. And, I think a lot of people collective sigh. What's going through your mind when?
I mean, whenever you see him grab like a hamstring, it's actually not that bad, because chances are it's probably just a cramp or a minor pull. Usually it's nothing that serious. You get scared, like I think it was against the Chiefs when he grabbed his ankle. That's when you get scared, because the joints are the things that usually take longer to heal.
And Nick was favoring his shoulder for a lot of the game.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, we've had a brutal stretch here. You know, everybody's ready for this bye week. Let the body recover a little bit, so this will be good for us.
How thrilled are you to not have to talk about that home losing streak ever?
You know, it's outstanding, you know. Hopefully for me, I'll never have anything close to that as long as I'm in Philadelphia. And, you know, that's brutal. And the fans obviously did an outstanding job today, especially in that last drive when we really needed it. And, you know, it was great for us to pull that out for them.
All right, Dave Spadaro.